Yechezkel, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Ilnishmas Moreno Harav Avram Nesanel, Ben Harav Shlomo, for Rufu Shlomo, for those Rufu Shlomo, Abiyata Sakina, says Yechezkel. And now, let us raise up a lamentation. Let us lament, take up a lamentation. For whom? For El Nesiyeh Yisrael, the princes of Yisrael. So we're talking about Malchus Beis David and the last generations, the sons of Yoshiyahu, and how low they have been brought. V'yomar ta pasuk beis, ma imecha leviyah. And you will say, how your mother was a lioness, bein aroyos ravatza. She crouched among the lions, b'sol kefirim, ribsa gureha. Amidst the young lions, she reared her cubs. There are several different stages of the life of a lion, as mentioned in the Nach. A Levi, and a Kefir, and an Aryeh. There are different stages of young lions. We talked about this long ago in Shoftim when we were talking about Shimshon HaGibar facing the lions, and several of the phrases were used there. So, your mother crouched among the lions. Nan sigon yama, magati baba, sitium ingon yama, as they say in the circle of life. Which, by the way, the words sound very impressive. None of us know how to say them in actual Zulu. But there is a lion, they said, father. And then, Siti ingon yama. We say, lion. So these are very impressive sounding in Zulu, but less so when you translate them in English. But that's what the Nach is saying, Lahavdil, lion. And of course, the mother of the lionesses, that's the mother of the Davidic dynasty. Rashi says very specifically, it's the mother of Tzikiyahu who would be the wife of Yoshiyahu, who reared cubs who all became kings, or at least several of them did. And yet, the whole thing is going to fall apart. So, she was a lioness, she was esteemed, compared to a lioness, among the princes of Yehuda, who are the young lions. And as long as they are complying with the will of God, then Ravatza, she is crouching or couching. She is resting, you know, like a lion sitting on the ground, always alert, waiting for the chance to go jump up after the prey. As long as they're complying with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them, then they have no fear. And among the lions also can mean Radak says the kings of the other nations without fear, because Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael had nothing to be afraid of. So, Kefirim Ribsa Gureha, amid the young lions, she reared her cubs. But Gimel Vata'al Echad Migureha Kefir Haya. She raised up one of her cubs. He was a young lion. So, who is this one of her cubs? Rashi says this is Yehoachaz, who became a king, but not for very long. And they anointed him and made him king instead of his father when Yoshiyahu died in his untimely way in his late 30s, killed by Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So she reared the young lion, the kfir, as opposed to an ari, a fully grown lion, until he was ready to become a king. Vayilmad latrof teref, adam achal. And he learned to attack prey, and he devoured men. And here things are starting to go possibly a little bit awry, but possibly not. Rashi says that he started robbing Klal Yisrael. The man, Adam, are the Jewish people. And so he was not an upright, upstanding king who did the right thing, but robbed his own people. Radak says that Yehoachaz prayed by waging war against Egypt. Now, this is going to be why Paro Necho is going to imprison him eventually. But he took on the greatest foe of all. You know, the most dangerous game. Dalad bayishmu elav goyim b'shachtam nispas. And nations gathered around him. So Paro's army, Radak says, heard that Yehoachaz had raided Egypt, and they seized him, and they surrounded him. They gathered around him in battle, and they made a pit for him, and brought him in chains to Egypt, like we saw earlier in Malachim Beis. And so he was caught, and for a lion, this is a terrible fate, in a pit, in their pit, as Yehoachaz was. Vayabiyuhu vachachim el eretz Mitzrayim. And they brought him in chains with hooks to the land of Egypt. It's interesting that they say hooks, a kind of iron ring. Rashi says that they made a nose ring and punctured his nostrils with it and yanked him by the iron ring. But Radak, Targum Yonason, they say it's just manacles around his hands. Hey, Vatera ki no chala. Now she saw that she had taken ill because she was disappointed. She was disillusioned. Her hope had ended. So this illness is an illness of the spirit. Avda sikvasa, her hope had been lost. Vatikach echad migureha kefir samasu. And so she took one of her cubs and made him a young lion. Rashi says a kefir always means young and mighty and strong. So she thought maybe her second son would succeed as king. Following Jehoiachin, who was taken prisoner, she put in Jehoiakim, the next king, who is hopefully going to be more successful. Alas, that will not prove true.